Rashog, how are you?
Good, good. I'll say whatever I need to say to make good with Cassian because that thing he just described sounds fantastic.
It's really
Brady,
good.
I'm sorry I ever said anything to upset you. Can I please come and eat that thing you just described?
Well, we're neighbors now. I moved on the weekend, so you probably
oh,
can come over.
You're in the hood, are you? Okay,
yeah, back out in the park.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
All domesticated.
Some road hockey battles between you two?
Oh, it could be. I like to play goalie when I play road hockey, though.
Some backyard sing-alongs.
Nice. Canada, USA. Schauger, do you bleed a little bit more Canadian? Do you get excited for this? Because I'll tell you right now, I am amped up for this game.
Yeah, I'm excited for it because I think it's going to be a good game. Yeah, it's funny. I've covered lots of international events over the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. And I don't know, when you cover these things as a sort of a journalist, you kind of, it sort of beats the fan out of you a little bit. And you find that you don't really cheer for much. I remember even in 2010, I was sitting in the stands working on the broadcast when Crosby got the golden goal. And I just kind of stood up and walked around to the Zamboni area and walked onto the ice and did a quick interview with him and just... I mean, the whole nation is going insane, and you just kind of are programmed to just go to work, right? You do your thing. So I've found that this job has kind of beaten the fan out of me, and even at these international events, World Juniors, World Championships, I feel kind of indifferent. But Canada-USA, I'm excited just for what I know is going to be a good hockey game. I'm a huge fan of great hockey, and I think it'll be a good game.
Oh, well, it'll be a good game if you're Canadian because they're going to wax them, so that'll be fantastic.
You think they'll smoke them, eh? It's not going
to
be...
Well, it's hard to have blowouts in these type of tournaments, you know, and I'm sure the Americans will give everything. They know if they lose the route, it's like a playoff game tonight for the United States, which is
right. Fantastic.
But I look at this roster top to bottom. I look at a massive advantage behind the bench because I'm not a John Tortorella fan. I just think Canada has way more arrows pointing up than the United States.
Yeah, he's making some bizarre roster decisions too, isn't he?
Oh,
and
yeah.
In a short tournament like this, that's really hard to do, to make, I don't know, it just seems like you don't take any strange chances, go with what is the most obvious, because there's a reason why it's the most obvious. So like, Bufflin in the first game, are you kidding me? Why would you even think about doing that now, tonight? The decisions he's making, I don't know, guys. I don't get it. I think he's trying to be too smart, too cute. I think he's overhandling the puck, and I think their tournament's over because of it, or in large part because of it.
I certainly think it factors in. I mean, I questioned from day one when they announced him as a head coach how this team was going to fare, and I think just some of the decisions that have been made are testament to my skepticism and a lot of people's skepticism and that he just doesn't seem to really have a grasp on some things, and especially within a dressing room. And I think he just loses guys quickly, and he's done that already.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I mean, his last coaching stint, the absolute train wreck that was his stint in Vancouver, it didn't take him long there to be on the wrong side of important guys. It was just a disaster there. And... yeah, I don't understand why they decided he was the guy. He just, to me, it's in a short tournament like this, you need to have somebody that's going to be efficient, somebody that's super intelligent, not overly emotional, a little bit more straight ahead, and Torts is all over the map. So some of these decisions are bizarre. And really, it runs right through USA Hockey, some of the selection decisions. It mirrors some of the bizarre selection decisions, quite frankly. So nobody should really be that surprised, because when you look at the way they put the team together and the names they left off, I mean, for Phil Kessel not to be on this team is crazy, and especially for what they're lacking. So John Tortorella's bizarre lineup decisions mirror Team USA's bizarre roster decisions. So I guess we shouldn't be shocked.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joined us. Ryan, Leon Draisaitl, man, he's wowing his own teammates at the on Team Europe. After, you know, Ralph Kruger felt like, you know what, maybe he was a little bit overwhelmed or starstruck. And since then, Leon has responded, which is interesting because he kind of did the same thing for the Oilers last year when he got sent down, got recalled. And then, you know what, went gangbusters for 2.5 months, really, for the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, when he's on his game, he skates that well for a big man, really good passer. Obviously we saw the shot on the breakaway goal in overtime that won it. Like, this is a guy who you got to think is going to come to camp with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I think he will. This tournament will be really good for Leon, especially if it continues this way and he contributes. I think it's just a great experience for him to go over there and be around the guys that he's having a chance to be around, whether it's the Charas or the Kopitars, or just a great experience for him to go do that. And so, I mean, he will come in with confidence. And I think Leon has shown himself to be a little bit of a slow starter. I think that's fair criticism. And this tournament maybe helps him leapfrog that. And so he comes in full stride instead of having to have that early season in. What's Draisaitl doing? And, I mean, you remember last season, it was down to the minors he went before he really got his feet going. So how they use Draisaitl will be interesting, though. And Todd has purposely tried to groom him on the wing a little bit so that option remains open to him. Obviously, he's playing as a center at this event, and his minutes are being controlled. Ralph is not overplaying him. He was 13 minutes last game, and it was a very good 13 minutes, and maybe that's good for Draisaitl. But whether he plays the wing on a second line or center on a third line this season, it'll be interesting to me, because one of Nugent Hopkins or Draisaitl, if they go 1-2-3 down the middle, might not be getting the kind of ice time you'd like to give a developing player like that. And that's what Todd has to figure out, is can he get Leon the minutes? Is he comfortable with who he has to play him with on a third line? How does he use this player? Because the wing is an option.
You don't think 16 minutes is enough?
16?
Yeah.
As a third line center, you mean? Yeah, I think it can be. For sure it can be. But who do you play him with? Do you want Draisaitl playing with other top six forwards, guys that are definitely top six forwards? Or do you want him playing, how you put three lines together where you've got the right kinds of players around Draisaitl necessarily as a third line center?
Well, you could play him with, if Puljujärvi plays as well as he did in the rookie, you play him with him, or you could play him with a guy who had 38 points last year in the NHL who's played with tons of top six guys, and Chris Versteeg, and then a guy like either Maroon or Pouliot on the left
Maroon
side.
Or Pouliot. Right? Yeah, you can.
And then because he's going to get power play time, obviously, on one of the two units. I don't think that's a no-brainer. I think having an abundance of quality centermen there, and if certain games, and you know, if a guy's not going and he moves Draisaitl up to a wing for a few shifts in the third period, I actually think playing Draisaitl fewer minutes, like 16, rather than moving him up and playing everybody 18 or 19, actually might be better for them.
Yeah, and a few people pointed that out on Twitter today, the fact that Ralph is controlling his minutes and lessening his minutes, because as we saw late in the year last year, it looked like he was getting tired. Leon, he kind of had a cold it seemed about 4 months last year. He always kind of was sniffling, and he just seemed a little bit worn down last year. And so maybe controlling his minutes is the way to go. But at the same time, if you play world-class players with Leon, he can play with those guys and generate at an even higher level. So there's something to be said for having him play with equal or better players on his line, and that he not have to be the driver necessarily at 20, 21 years old on his line. Playing him with an 18-year-old on the wing, I'm not sure about that for where Draisaitl is in his development at his age. Wouldn't you love it to be able to play him with guys that are equally as offensive, so he doesn't necessarily have to be the guy on the line? I mean, that's what most 20, 21-year-old players should be given the opportunity to do. So we'll see which way Todd goes with it. I mean, it might be fait accompli, because they never did find themselves a third-line center outside of Draisaitl. They never backfilled. So if they want to move Draisaitl to the wing, they've got nobody to play in that spot. And so for that reason, they may just end up going 1-2-3. But it'll be interesting to see if Draisaitl pushes for more minutes than a third-line center position would allow him to get.
Which would be great if that happens throughout the season, right?
Good problem to have, right?
Mm-hmm. One last one. Hearing anything on Mike Richards, we know the order's extended a PTO offer. Eric Greiva signed his earlier today. What are you hearing on Richards?
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything on Richards. I had a little bit of a beat on the Greiva thing, but the Richards one is, I'm not sure what's happening. I don't know if it's about to happen. I'm not sure where it's at. I just flat out don't have a lot of information on that one. And I mean, perhaps that's part of the reason why. Just the conversation we just had is that whatever options, if they want to keep their options open with Draisaitl, the only option would be to play Letestu higher than he should be playing in the lineup. And I don't think they necessarily want to put themselves in a position where they have to do that. But so maybe they're looking for somebody that could potentially play as a third line center. So that if they wanted to use Leon on the wing, they could. But I don't have any info on Richards at this point.
And Shauger, just on a lighter note, as we end the segment, a story just breaking, and clearly some people will do anything to make a buck. An employee at the Canadian Mint has been accused of smuggling $180,000 of gold out of the mint via his rectum. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of trips to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I just thought we started off, because usually if you're having Taco Tuesday, sometimes, you know, you finish with yourself a little bit later, depending on how much spice you have. So I thought we would start and end at both ends of the story.
I really don't have much to contribute to that little anecdote, but nice work for everybody right before dinner on a Tuesday, pal.
Shauger, have yourself a good one. Any fun predictions for tonight?
I will say 4-1 Team Canada, and Crosby with another big night.
Oh, nice. I like it.